The vibrant life of the city stretched out before us. The Völkerschlacht monument was under construction for many years. We trudged there countless times with our father, climbing up and over the great mounds of ash that had been piled up all around it, always with the massive scaffolding and its creaking lift in view. Slowly, within the filigree of beams, the outline of the mighty structure began to take shape. To the right below, the beautiful and serene South Cemetery spread out, complete with crematorium. That long path to the monument became second nature to us. We knew it so well, we could have walked it in our sleep. We walked all the way to Philipp Rosenthalstrasse, whose gentle curve offered a view of the rising silhouette of the Deutsche Bücherei, as well as the Russian Memorial Church with its golden dome, built in honor of the Russian soldiers who fell in the 1813 battle against Napoleon. Not long after that, we passed the exhibition grounds, where the major annual fairs and shows were held inside massive halls. It was here that Father once brought our heavy, roughly 200-year-old Bible to the Bugra, the Book and Graphic Arts Exhibition. It wasn't accepted, though. There were simply too many exhibits, but that's just an aside. Just beyond the exhibition grounds, the road crossed what we called the Toothpick Bridge, a bridge spanning the Southern Railway line. We gave it that name because of the four stone obelisks standing at its corners, pointing skyward like giant toothpicks. That long stretch of road was already quite a hike for our little legs. Back at home, it gave rise to a saying that stuck for years. Once we reach the Toothpick Bridge, we're almost there. After trudging across the wide grounds, watching the progress on the monument, and checking, just to be sure, whether the Archangel Michael, carved in granite at its base, was still protecting the fallen soldiers beside him, now only hinted at in low relief, came the hardest part of all, the long walk home. In our family there was a rule. The youngest, or the most tired, was allowed to take the tram home with our mother to help prepare the evening meal. Father and the rest of us had to rely on Leather Express, our own 2 feet. At the exhibition grounds mentioned earlier, which first opened its gates in 1913 for the International Building Exhibition, or IBA, drawing visitors from far and wide, our father once took us on a full-day tour. Much of what we saw there went far over our heads, but there was still plenty of fascinating stuff to see, whether inside the halls or out in the open air. The following year came the International Exhibition for the Book Trade and Graphic Arts, the Bugra, but sadly, it was cut short by the outbreak of war. Still, the exhibition grounds and their permanent halls survived not just one, but 2 wars, and they continue to serve their purpose to this day. When Father took us to the Leutsch, to the Waldhof, or if we stopped somewhere else along the way, we never had to worry about overcrowding. We always went during the week, could pick the best table, and were served quickly and kindly. The Sunday garden concerts, though, weren't for us. In spring, if we happened to gather some yarrow along the way, it would later be finely chopped at home with the herb chopper and added to our evening soup, which we all loved.